Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm a mentor, four times author, leader of my Bold Darling Mastermind for female entrepreneurs, retreat host, and I've gotten to host this podcast for 5 years. As with all of my work, this show is to serve female entrepreneurs who want to optimize their energy and their mindsets in order to build the businesses and lives of their dreams. I've walked this entrepreneurial path for 11 years now, and I can tell you that there is a way to have a business you love and still have the space and time for all the other parts of your life that make you, you. Whether your number one priority right now is to scale your business, upgrade your finances, rediscover yourself, find more energy, get more organized, reconnect with yourself, or build a life and or business that's more aligned for you, or all of the above, I am here as your guide on the show to help you make it a reality. Listen in on my dulcet Irish tones as I share tales from the front line of my business and mentoring, behind the scenes insights on how I'm approaching life and business, and speak with brilliant expert guests. Search The Lorraine Murphy Show wherever you get your podcasts. A new episode drops every Friday. Subscribe to make sure you always catch the freshest episodes. Let's dive in to this week's show. Hello and welcome. This week we have got a Dear Lorraine episode. I love recording these episodes. I just recently did a shout out on my Instagram asking for what is your biggest challenge right now? And holy crap, I got dozens of responses. So that is going to keep me busy probably for the rest of the year. So thank you to all of you who responded to my podcast question shout outs. So this week's episode is one that I know will be quite familiar to a lot of you who have your own businesses. And that is a fear that you will be completely overwhelmed if you take that next step, whatever that next step might be for you. So I'm really excited to get into my response to this question because I've experienced it myself a lot in business. And I've also mentored a number of my one-on-one mentees and Bold Darling members through the very same challenge. Before I do though, quick reminder that I am going to be in Brisbane. Friday, 10th of May, I am hosting my Bold Brilliance Strategy Retreat. And also I am hosting my Bali Retreat at the end of May. Cannot wait for this 6-day, 5-night extravaganza of just complete blissing out and reconnecting, helping these women reconnect with themselves again. So I'm batching this episode, so I'm not sure how many spots are now left. As I'm recording this, there are 2 private rooms left. But please do hop to the link I'll pop in the show notes if you would like to come. We can still get you in there. And you can also, of course, drop me a DM on Instagram as well if you've got any questions about it. Okay, so as I said, I see this block a lot within my group of mentees. And I want to unpack it a little bit and share hopefully some reframing around this challenge. So I think the really important thing to remember is that our egos want to keep us safe. So anything that feels new or different can be very, very intimidating to our egos because it wants to keep us the same. It's like a very, very protective mother hen that wants to wrap us up in cotton wool and never, ever let us leave the house. That's what our egos do. So if we are considering taking our businesses to the next level, whether that next level for you is dialing up the support that you have, or it's making a really key new hire, or it is appealing to a whole new, more kind of upgraded level of client, or it's increasing your prices, or it's introducing a new revenue stream. Maybe it's actually deleting a particular revenue stream because it's just not sustainable for you anymore. Whatever that upgrade is, I think our ego says, no, 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 this is what we know. Even if this is too hard or too tough or too challenging right now, it's what we know. So, you know, it's the whole like devil you know. Yeah, the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. So I think that's really, really important to remember when we start to feel that sense of overwhelm at an impending potential next move or a crossroads, that our ego wants things to stay the same. It wants to keep us as safe as humanly possible. So something that I like to remind myself when I have this experience is, it's not scary, it's just new. And I remember when Lexi was born, and in the couple of days after she was born, I just said that mantra to myself. It was probably dozens of times a day. This isn't scary, it's just new. This isn't scary, it's just new. Over and over and over again. And I actually said it, it's funny, it's kind of like a full circle moment. When we moved back from Spain, I obviously kept running with my business. Wilder went back to his old daycare. Wade kept running with what he was doing in his job. And Lexi had a new school and a whole new set of friends, a whole new kind of school building to get her head around, new rhythm, new uniform, old things. And I really felt for her. I feel like she had the most challenging re-entry because the rest of us just kind of went back to what we picked up where we left off in Sydney a year beforehand, where she had a whole new life to build. And obviously at that age, school is your world, like it's huge. So on her first day, we were walking and I was holding her hand and I just kept saying to her, Lexi, just remember, this isn't scary, it's just new. It's not scary, it's just new. So I actually use that a lot with my mentees as well. So if you are, as you're listening to this, contemplating a big move within your business, just remember, it's not scary, it's just new. I find that really, really helpful. The other thing that I want to say as well is that if you are looking to grow your business, I think there is a very pervasive, untrue perception that as your business gets bigger, it's going to get even harder to run. So, you know, if it means more clients coming in or more service offerings or more revenue, that, okay, that just equals, directly equals more stress. And there's a lot of women who are really overwhelmed in their businesses. It's the whole reason that I mentor. It's the whole reason that I built the Bold Darling Mastermind. That sense of, I'm running this business, it's, you know, maybe it's going really well, maybe it's not going so well, but I just find like I'm just sacrificing all the other parts of my life in order to run this business. And that is not sustainable and it's actually not effective. There's only so long you can go at that pace for it before you start to burn out. So a huge part of my philosophy is the holistic success of a business owner's life. So meaning that they can get to the gym, that they can have successful relationships, that they can have time with their kids, that they can have time to just relax and hang with girlfriends. Like it's, and I like to think that I walk my talk on that. Like I really try and live and breathe that within my own business. And I think there's a very big myth that, okay, it's already hard enough. How much fucking harder is it going to be if I bring in another team member or the revenue grows 20% or 50% or 500%? And what I want to say to you right now is that it is a myth that the bigger the business, the bigger the stress. If you plan your growth out, if you have the right support around you, and if it is a pace that is manageable for you, it is so much easier to run a big business. I remember in my first business when we ticked over the $1 million point and in terms of revenue each year, and everything just got instantly easier. And I've seen that happen so many times with mentees as well, because the fact is, the bigger your business, the bigger your revenue, and the bigger the team that you can have to actually build that around you. But obviously, as I said, it needs to be intentional growth of a team. There's no point in just hiring people reactively left, right, and center. Maybe you haven't quite got the right people on the bus. Maybe you've got the right people on the bus, but they're not sitting in the right seats within your team. I mean, there's a myriad of different challenges that we can come across. But when you have your team in place and it's a team that's really set up to support you as the business owner, everything gets easier. Everything. And also, once you start to grow your business, chances are your clients will get bigger, like the individual projects, so that the revenue per client tends to go up. That is infinitely more easy to manage than lots of small, bitty clients. That's actually, I find my actual coach talk calls it ascension problems. And I spot that as an ascension problem that I see my mentees having when they are about to kind of tip over into that seven-figure mark. And generally what will start to happen is the team that they have, it's just not quite cutting it anymore. Maybe they need more people or they need to upgrade a couple of roles or whatever it might be. And that's a real sign that they're getting to that point of, okay, we're into seven-figure territory, that ascension problem around the team not quite fitting anymore. And I really love the idea of the people who got us to where we are in our businesses aren't necessarily the people who are going to get us where we want to go in our businesses. And that's not to say that we slash and burn and we fire everyone and we go, fuck you all. It's not that at all. But there can be quite a slow-paced movement towards making sure that the right people are on the bus and those people are sitting in the right seat. Really, really critical. So the bigger your business, the easier it actually is to run. But I need to heavily caveat that with the fact that with the right support and with the right planning. So obviously that support can come in the form of a coach or a mentor who can actually help you step through that growth. And that's a huge part of what I obviously do with my mentoring. So Something also I wanted to share, just introduce to you as part of this Dear Lorraine episode, is the definition of risk. So there are many, many, many different definitions of risk. And my favorite one, and I come back to it so much, it was shared by Tim Ferriss. Was it a podcast episode? I think it was a podcast episode. And I remember reading or listening to this quote 7 years ago, because I remember I was recording my very first online program, which is my goal setting bootcamp. And I remember Tim Ferriss saying that his definition of risk is the probability of an irreversible negative outcome taking place. So I'd love for you to think about that, the probability of an irreversible negative outcome taking place. And what we can often do is when we are planning that next move forward in our businesses, or even just whether it's, you know, committing to working with a mentor or joining a mastermind where we know we're going to get stretched in a good way, we can often go, oh my God, this is like it's everything. But just think of how much in business is completely reversible. So we can always decide to reintroduce the revenue stream. We can always decide to add on, you know, hire another person. We can always decide to, if we go down to a 4-day week, go back up to a 5-day week. So much of business is reversible. So I really want to remind you of that as well. When you're into that kind of tipping into overwhelm sense and you feel like you've got to make a big decision or a couple of big decisions, is just trust that there is so little that you could move forward with that if your back was absolutely against the wall and you had to make some changes, that you couldn't reverse that. So maybe if you were to hire, and I've done this very successfully, more so my first business, rather than hiring someone straight away as an employee, I've hired them on a 3-month contract initially just to see how it went, if the fit was there, if there's actually enough work for them. And then at the end of that 3-month contract, then I would decide, okay, yeah, you know, this is good, we've got enough to do, or it's a good fit, or whatever it might be. And at that point, then I would put them on as a permanent contract, permanent employee. So please remember that definition of risk and just use it to let off the steam, like just release the pressure on you making the perfect next decision. Just focus on doing the Anna song in Frozen 2. Do that next right thing. And then trust that if that next right thing isn't 100% the right decision, then that there are ways, and you can bake in ways, like I did with that 3-month contract, rather than going straight to full-time permanent employee, there are ways that you can make it reversible if you need to. And I cannot emphasize this enough, get support around you. I'm just about to do a discovery call with a potential mentee. She said she's at a crossroads, her business is completely overwhelming her, and we're gonna have a chat about how I can potentially help her with Power Quarter Mentoring. But please get those people around you. Business is so lonely at the best of times. And I would say it is practically unbearable if you don't have anyone to sense check it with. And a lot of people are not in the situation that I'm in, where they've got a partner who is also interested in business and wants to talk shop. A lot of people don't actually have anyone that they can turn to. So that's why I believe things like my Bold Ollie Mastermind, my Magnificence Program, which is my top tier mentoring, and just working one-on-one with me or with the coach, obviously I'm working myself with a coach at the moment, is so important. So I cannot emphasize that enough. Please build in that support, that guidance. Don't feel like you need to figure all this out on your own. There are many, many people out there who are very successfully doing exactly what you would like to do. And like, why try and recreate it? Like, tap into that slipstream that they can create for you. So I wanted to share some, hopefully some reframes, some ideas, some ways that I navigate that sense of overwhelm when I'm heading towards a next big step. And I really, really hope that that helps. I have a couple of spots for one-on-one mentoring opening up from June. So if you would like to know more about that, I'll pop a link to my one-on-one mentoring in the show notes. But sending all the love, thank you so much for this Dear Lorraine question. And I'm excited to record more of these episodes very soon. Thank you.